This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a report out this week from USC Annenberg, its annual research into inequality in the top 100 grossing films of the prior year. And literally the first line in the thing is, "The needle is not moving on screen for females in film. Women are still underrepresented on camera, and they are underrepresented behind it as well. Of the 109 people who directed a top movie in 2017, just 8 of them were women. And even more rare than a female director in Hollywood is a female director doing an action comedy movie, much less such a film with female leads. Writer-director Susanna Fogel is doing it, though. Her movie, out tomorrow, starring Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon, is called The Spy Who Dumped Me. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me why you wanted to make this movie now.
Shameless opportunism.
And ain't that the way, yeah. Right? I mean, you know, you've got to strike while the iron's hot.
You know, the reason is really that I have always wanted to tell stories about friendships, and it used to be that there was a place for friendship stories in the cinema, and now it feels like there's a real binary between awards drama type fare that you buy a ticket to and tentpoles.
Yeah.
And then I think I started to shift my own paradigm about, was there like a genre hybrid that I could explore that would make my very small character stories cinematic? And so that's kind of what prompted this whole experience.
Yeah, this is actually farther down on my list of questions that I wanted to ask you about. But you wrote a piece in Time magazine a couple of years ago about a little bit about the culture of Hollywood sort of gender-wise, but also about the culture of Hollywood mentor-wise and how you find people who can encourage you to do what you want to do. And I think it's I think that's a lesser-known part of the story of Hollywood today, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think especially for women, it's just been hard. And I think it sort of in some ways runs across purposes with the very necessary progress around Me Too and that. Because it's sort of like, if you're looking for a mentor who's a very experienced director, and there just aren't a lot of women who have been doing that for that long, your options are older men. And, and those older men, probably rightly so, have a certain amount of trepidation about entering into a mentorship relationship with a young woman. It's kind of something that people don't talk about enough, I think.
Have you felt it change at all in the 16 years you've been doing this?
Yeah, definitely. I have felt that there's a lot of receptiveness to female stories now. I think some of it is a lot of it is economically driven and driven by just kind of studios wanting to check that box because now they know they have a woman problem that they need to solve.
Oh, man, that's depressing.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
Yeah, it's true, but it's depressing, right?
It's hard to suss out what is real excitement to tell underrepresented stories and what is kind of just kind of people realizing that they need to kind of catch up to the times. But I think it's you're one conversation away from knowing whether it's authentic or not. You can just talk to people and know whether they're saying, oh, yeah, it's just like a guy's movie, but we'll just put a famous woman in it and we'll solve our problem. And which is actually like, let's revisit these narratives because we're sick of the same stories over and over.
Well, and that's specific, just to The Spy Who Dumped Me, right? It's named after a Bond movie and it's being billed and being written about as a Bourne type thing, but with women. But it's not, because the dynamic that you see on screen is just by definition different between two women than it is between men.
Yeah. It's interesting to me that now talking about the movie a lot, I think about the politics and the gender politics so much in a way that maybe I didn't when I was just inside it.
Oh, that's so interesting.
You know, so now I'm thinking, you know, there's one scene in particular where...
Don't give it away.
No, it's in the trailer. Where the girls are trying to drive this getaway car, but they can't drive a stick shift and it's a whole thing. It never occurred to me that that would be considered like a gendered thing.
Because, oh man, that's so fascinating. Because I saw that in the trailer and I went, sorry to interrupt.
No, please.
Oh my God, she's actually making fun of women who can't drive a stick.
It's funny because I drive a stick. My male writing partner does not drive a stick.
Oh, that's
so
great.
We're just, I mean, and maybe cluelessly so, we're thinking, oh yeah, we're going to make a dumb Americans in Europe joke. It didn't occur to me that there would be gender politics, and now I understand there are. But yeah, so I'm kind of like understanding in retrospect my own responsibility that I maybe didn't take.
Will there be a day in your career, however much longer that lasts?
I'm done. I'm retiring after this. This is it. I quit.
Well, I'm about to torpedo myself here, where you won't have to do these kinds of interviews anymore, talking about how women think about being on screen and all of that.
Where
it's not relevant because it's so common. I guess that's the point.
No. I understand what you're saying. I hope so. But I also, you know, I think that a lot of the things that we talk about when we talk about female directors apply to just women in leadership positions in any industry. So I can't imagine a time it won't be relevant to some industries in my lifetime.
Susanna Fogel. It's a film called The Spy Who Dumped Me. Opens what, tomorrow, right? Friday?
Tomorrow.
3rd of August?
In some cities tonight, but tomorrow.
Are you on pins and needles?
I'm so inside it that it's like, okay, what's another day? But yes, I'm excited. Thank you.
Good.